Today on the Interlaken Collection, we look at the career of clarinetist David Schifrin. From his time as a student at Interlaken Arts Academy and the National Music Camp in the 1960s, to his work with Chamber Music Northwest and the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center. The life and music of David Schifrin is coming your way on this episode of the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell. Stay with us. David Schifrin attended Interlaken's National Music Camp for 3 summers as a clarinetist, and then came to Interlaken Arts Academy for his junior and senior years of high school. But it wasn't his clarinet playing that caught the attention of orchestra conductor Thor Johnson. It was his willingness to step up and play the alto saxophone when the orchestra was performing Job, A Mask for Dancing, by Refn Williams.
I was not at the top of the line in the clarinet section. I was somewhere down in the middle of the section in the high school orchestra, but I doubled on saxophone, and there's an enormous saxophone solo in that Vaughan Williams piece, and so I volunteered for that because none of the saxophone majors were in the orchestra. They were all in the band. And so that's how I got to know Thor Johnson, and on the basis of my saxophone playing, he recruited me as a clarinetist to come to the Arts Academy, and it completely changed my life.
David Schifrin quickly rose to the top at Interlaken Arts Academy as a clarinetist, winning the concerto competition his junior year with the Premier Rhapsody for Clarinet and Orchestra by Claude Debussy. The following year, the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra went on tour around the Midwest, and their program included Schifrin playing that Debussy Rhapsody. He says that going on tour was one of the most valuable parts of his artistic training.
It made that piece practically part of my DNA, playing it so many times, and at that level with a fine orchestra and a fine conductor, I accounted as for a big part of my development as a confident performer. When you're on tour and playing something every night, it's the best possible training.
Here is David Schifrin on that tour with the Interlaken Arts Academy Orchestra in March of 1967 in a performance at Clues Memorial Hall in Indianapolis, with Thor Johnson conducting.
Thank you.
performance that took place March 5th, 1967 at Clues Memorial Hall in Indianapolis. Thor Johnson conducting the Interlochen Arts Academy Orchestra and featuring David Schifrin in the Rhapsody for Clarinet and Orchestra by Claude Debussy. We should mention that that program the Interlochen Arts Academy took on tour in March of 1967 also included the Vaughan Williams piece, Job, A Mask for Dancing, the same piece in which Schifrin's saxophone playing had impressed Thor Johnson a couple of summers earlier. On that program, right after Schifrin finished playing the Debussy concerto, he put down his clarinet and picked up the alto saxophone to be the featured soloist in the 45-minute-long Vaughan Williams piece. But David Schifrin's grateful for that experience now. His teachers at the time told him he would be.
Harold Cruthers, who was the cello teacher at Interlochen then and came on the tour and helped, you know, coach all the young musicians, and he was standing with me backstage just as I was about to go on stage, and he said, you know, you're going to have this piece your whole life. This is going to be your piece because of what you're doing now. And I said, oh yeah, okay, thanks. But he was absolutely right. The things that you perform when you're a kid, they're part of your personality for the rest of your life.
Soon after that tour ended in March of 1967, David Schifrin won the Interlochen Arts Academy Concerto competition again, this time playing the clarinet concerto by Carl Nielsen. After he graduated from Interlochen Arts Academy, he attended camp one more summer, this time in the university division, where he won that concerto competition, also playing the Nielsen concerto. Here's that performance from the summer of 1967. David Schifrin is performing with the University Orchestra at Interlochen under the direction of Nicholas Harshanyi.
Thank you.
A performance from the summer of 1967, featuring David Schifrin as the soloist in the Clarinet Concerto by Carl Nielsen. Nicholas Harshanyi was conducting the University Orchestra at Interlaken's National Music Camp. This is the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. I'm Amanda Sewell, and today on the program we're looking at the career of clarinetist David Schifrin. In his professional career, Schifrin has focused primarily on chamber music. He began playing with the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center in the 1980s, and he became the organization's artistic director in 1992. In addition to programming, he continued to perform regularly with the group. He says one of his favorite works that he performed during his tenure at the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center was Beethoven's Septet. One thing he particularly loves about the septet is how Beethoven manages to balance so many different kinds of music in a single piece.
It was like a mini orchestra, and it's in serenade form with multiple movements, and it's so tuneful and so exuberant and so diverse from one movement to the next. And it has the effect of being kind of a hybrid between chamber music and concerto and symphonic, because you have the seven players up and down in the strings and the core of winds of a bassoon and a clarinet and a horn. And then you have the violin, one viola, one cello, and a double bass. So that you have this whole spectrum of sound.
Here is David Schifrin with colleagues from the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center in Beethoven's Septet. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Septet by Ludwig van Beethoven, performed by clarinetist David Schifrin with colleagues from the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center on the Interlaken Collection, music from the archives of Interlaken Center for the Arts. In addition to his role in the Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, David Schifrin also directed Chamber Music Northwest for many years. He says one thing he really enjoyed about that role was getting to commission and premiere new works.
It felt like I was doing my bit for my instrument and for the chamber music repertoire, and it was a lot of fun having that kind of input and opportunity to really affect what the canon of chamber music is going to be going forward.
One of those pieces was a clarinet quintet by Valerie Coleman, a piece called Shotgun Houses, that tells the story of Muhammad Ali's early life.
And so it is very programmatic. There are even musical clues. There's a kind of a bell tone that's supposed to be the ring, the bell between rounds in the ring. And there's this relentless rhythm in the last movement of triplets, just going on and on and on. That's supposed to sound like training on the punching bag.
Here's David Schifrin with the Harlem String Quartet, playing Shotgun Houses by Valerie Coleman. From a 2019 release featuring clarinetist David Schifrin and the Harlem String Quartet, we heard Shotgun Houses, music of Valerie Coleman inspired by the early life of Muhammad Ali. It's now been more than 50 years since David Schifrin graduated from Interlochen Arts Academy. He says that the pieces he learned as a student here are still a part of him, and they come back with relative ease, in part because he was so young when he learned them.
It's so much different to play a piece as an adult and now as a senior. I mean, not a senior in high school either. To play the pieces that I performed so often when I was, my teens and 20s, they just roll off. You just have to kind of brush them off and they're there. It stays in your muscle memory for your whole life.
We asked David Schifrin what it's like hearing those recordings of himself as a teenager from half a century ago. If he laughed at his interpretations from back then or was impressed with himself. And he said it's both.
Well, you know, it's a combination. Really listen to it and think, gee, could I do that now? And, oh, I can't believe I did that. I'm so glad I have the experience of and wisdom of experience that I can play it so much more convincingly now. But it is really astounding how the foundation of learning those works and having the performance experience at that age stays with you your entire life.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of the Interlochen Collection, music from the archives of Interlochen Center for the Arts. Listen to our episodes anytime at interlochencollection.org. The archival recordings heard on this program are available thanks in part to the Association for Recorded Sound Collections Classical Music Preservation Grant, generous support from our listeners, and the Hamer D. and Phyllis C. Schaefer Foundation. Thanks to Michael Culler for audio engineering assistance. I'm Amanda Sewell, your host and executive producer. This is Interlochen Public Radio.